Good morning. We've been discussing the section of Cheshbon HaNefesh in the Chovos HaLevavos, and this morning's section, which of course is dedicated in memory of Mr. Simcha Ben Avram, Mr. Simon Winger, Alav HaShalom, the Chovos HaLevavos takes us to a new Cheshbon, and that is the Cheshbon that a person has to make not based on Hakara Satov, but rather based on a sense of indebtedness. Hakara Satov is an understanding, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, that comes about because you and I are independent sources of one another. We are independent resources, and you did something for me, so therefore I feel a sense of Hakara Satov. I recognize it, and now I want to pay you back. But there's a deeper level of cheshbon, says the Chovos HaLevavos. It's called hishtabdus. It's called a certain sense of never-ending servitude as a result of an indebtedness. It's now expected when a person is meshabed himself. It's obvious. And the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that that's how far we have to go within our relationship with Hashem. The fact is that Hashem always does it all for us, and He does it for us all the time. When a person realizes that within his body, beyond his body, within his life, God's always looking at us, and He knows all our secrets. He knows how we feel about ourselves, says the and what we think about the world through our own eyes. We realize to a certain degree He's much, much more all-encompassing than we think when we decide what we're going to do for Him. It's important, therefore, that we not only just display our hishtabdus, our avdus l'Hashem, we feel it. After all, if we feel it, Hashem knows it. So we might as well work on ourselves to really realize just how far deep our obligations to Hashem are. The fact is that representing the Melech Malchei Amlachim is more than just a certain sense of being a part of something. It reminds me of the time that I worked in Manhattan. I worked in a shul in Manhattan, and very often for Shabbos, I would spend Shabbosos in a hotel down near the UN. At the beginning of the year, the calendar year, the school calendar year, the UN has its opening of the General Assembly, and very often world leaders would come down towards to speak in the UN. I remember coming down from the hotel room I was in, which was not a very fancy hotel. It was a nice hotel, but not a very fancy one. And coming downstairs and seeing the entire army of the Bahamas in full uniform in the lobby. That's right, 8 people in very fancy uniforms with the famous stick going all the way up into the sky. It was the entire army of the Bahamas. And I remember asking someone at the desk, who is that and what country do they represent? And they told me it was the Honor Guard of the Bahamas. I asked why they needed such a big platoon of soldiers. They said because the Prime Minister stays in the hotel. The head of the country was in the hotel. The head of the country was in a hotel that the shul sent its assistant rabbi to. Yes, it's very nice that he had a whole honor guard. He needed the honor guard to protect whatever honor was there as he presented at the General Assembly. When the president came to speak, since he represented a powerful country, there were shutdowns. Here, the fellow walked from a small hotel. The understanding that a person who has representation within a certain country or a certain place, when he represents the Ribono Shel Olam on a very large level, then he knows he's holding on and represents something special. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, we represent Hashem. Our job in being indebted to that representation is one that requires us to think, how do we represent Hashem? What do we do? And how do we perceive it on our inside? There's a thought for us to think about as we go through our day. Have a terrific day.